Proverbs 7, verses 4 and 5. Say unto wisdom, Thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger that flattereth with her words. Here are two more words of advice on the subject of wisdom. This is a recurring subject in Proverbs, and for good reason. True wisdom on any subject is hard to find. When a man is an authority on a subject, the world beats a path to his door. Students choose a university because of the presence of an expert in the field of their chosen study. They choose a seminary or medical school on the same basis. They want to be exposed to the wisdom of that professor in order that they, in turn, may be more useful to the world. In this passage, Solomon encourages an intimate acquaintance with godly wisdom, the kind of knowledge that you have of your own brother and sister. Two kids who grow up together really know each other, and there grows a fondness that is deep and lasting. When our daughter Becky was married, our younger son felt her departure very deeply. We had taken a trip to the East Coast immediately after the wedding, and upon returning home, Randy asked that we keep the door closed to what had been Becky's room. He said, "When it's closed, I can pretend she's still there." They had had their squabbles like any other brother or sister, but in the final analysis, there was a love there that was very deep. This is the relationship to wisdom that Solomon encourages. Say unto wisdom, Thou art my sister. Wisdom is to be something we dearly love and take delight in. If we mentally review the positive effects of wisdom on our lives and the dangers of ignorance, we freely understand the reason why. The second thing he mentions is that wisdom is a defense. This is seen in every area of life. If I am aware of the fact that there are mosquitoes around that carry malaria, I will sleep under a mosquito netting. If I know there are sharks in the water, I will swim with extreme caution. If there are thieves in the neighborhood, I will keep my doors locked at night. If the local merchant is a crook, I will make my purchases somewhere else. My wisdom on these matters is my defense against them. Here he cites the dangers of the strange woman who flatters with her words. He warns against her. If we know where acquaintance with her will lead, we will avoid her at all costs. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. There are two kinds of defense. One is a good, positive offense that leads us to avoid all this by being engaged in that which is wholesome and good. The other is to simply avoid the unnecessary contact that is prompted by the temptation dumped on us daily by the entertainment world, the literature of the day, and unwholesome companions. Wisdom will lead us aright.